Thank God. Help him, Lord.
Well,
God bless him.
I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, they were talking about in that prior song about you know, going to heaven and will it be worth it and all, and I'm thankful that I can say I've never been sorry tonight, preacher. I've never been sorry that the Lord saw fit to pull me out of my wicked ways and put me on a path that for him, and I've never been sorry, and sometimes we go through things that we don't quite understand, in his time, in his perfect time, he's always bright on time, as they sang tonight, and I'm thankful for that, and there's a verse of scripture that's kind of on my heart, and I just was thinking about it earlier this afternoon, and just bear with me a minute, and it's in Psalms 111. It's Psalms 111, and the whole chapter is good, but I'm gonna just read a few verses, and I'm gonna start in verse 8, and it says, "They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprighteousness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name." And a very familiar verse, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His phrase endureth forever." And I'm thankful for that tonight. But verse 9 is what I'm thankful for. You know, it talks about he sent redemption unto his people.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that I'm one of his tonight. But the reason I'm one of his is by his redemption, preacher. And I'm thankful for his redemption tonight. And you know, the word redemption means delivered. When my boy was delivered in the hospital that afternoon, that evening, there wasn't no stopping. It was his time to come. They delivered him. And I had myself a brand new baby boy, and I'm thankful for that. But he was delivered that night, just like I have redemption in Christ tonight. He had a time for me. That I was delivered, and there was no going back. Well, there was an appointment, and I was chosen at that point in time. And I hear a lot of people say, and I've been guilty of saying it myself. You know, the only regret I have is not getting saved sooner. But the problem with that statement is, preacher, that would mean that the Lord messed up and I had an option in it. And I didn't have an option in it when it come by. And he chose sins. He saw fit to give me his redemption and deliver me. Just like when it was time for my boy to be born, it was time for him to be delivered at that point in time. And that's what it is, because what he does is a new birth, is what the scripture calls it. And that's what he done in my heart. He brought in a new birth, and he pulled me out of that miry pit, and he set me on a solid foundation, and he established my going, he's been a guide in me ever since, and there's nothing like it tonight, and I'm so thankful tonight that he saw fit to come by my way and show me how rotten and vile I was, but how sweet and loving and merciful he was, and what kind of redemption he had for me, because that's what it took, the redeeming power of Christ. To deliver me from my sins. And it was by his sacrifice on the cross. You know, I guess so. I think we lose sight of how just wicked and vile and the price that he paid for us. You know, I got to thinking, I think we get complacent about what it took for him to purchase us, brother. Can I remind you tonight how serious this thing is? You know, he had to send his only son to die on a cross, to be brutally slaughtered in front of all those people. But we just walk in here nonchalant, and then we just get so complacent, and we just get so content with being able to come in here and have a place to meet and say, "We went to church this morning. We went to church tonight. And I would, but this thing is so real. It's so more than meeting in these four walls. It's so more than gathering three times a week, times a week, whatever it is. There's just so much more in here. It's that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, there's something special with the relationship with me and my wife. But you know, there's something special with the relationship with me and Christ tonight. And you know, that's just so wonderful tonight, knowing that He would send His only Son to die on the cross for somebody like me. Can I tell you tonight, nobody in this room, nobody outside of this room knows me better than I know myself outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I tell you, if you really knew me, if you really knew where my eyes would go, and if you really knew what kind of thoughts ran through my brain, and you're saying, oh yeah, now you're just being wicked. That's exactly right. That's what I am. I'm nothing but wicked flesh. Oh, but what for the grace of God? Come by my way and redeem my wretched old soul and deliver me from sin. Oh, what great mercy and love. Oh, what that took for Him to do something like that, knowing that there was nothing righteous in me. There was no, you know, He said,
nothing.
He said, oh, what righteous? No, not one. He said, no, not one. And I'm so thankful tonight that even Him knowing me the way I knew myself, the sister says, when he was on the cross, I was on His mind. And she sings that song about being unlovable. Oh, but the mercy of God and how He loved me even when I was unlovable. And He knew me when I the way I knew myself. And He still loved me. He still sent His Son to die on the cross for somebody like me. Can I tell you tonight, if you're lost, that He sent His Son to die for you. Can I tell you tonight that there's no greater love that any man ever seen than the love of Christ. I'm thankful tonight for that. I praise